I don't know how people do that. All right, quick. Give me the names of the five businesses that opened up.
Okay, we've got Midwest Boaters Club, Bridge Tender Tavern, Vintage and Modern Books, Unraveled Creative Studio, and Pub on 6th.
All right. See you next month.
Sounds great.
All right. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. Always good to have Kelly here talking about what's going on in our wonderful downtown. A lot of cities don't have a downtown anymore. They kind of vanished. They went away and not here. It's still standing since the 1800s, probably before that.
Yeah.
I mean, the pictures I see from the 1800s, but I'm sure it's before that.
We have one of the most beautiful downtowns architecturally than anywhere in the state.
And we're lucky to have Monument Square, too, where it's a great place to hang out and hear some music and have some fun. Remember that wild mushroom soup. Keep that. Make
All
sure
right.
it's on the
I'll
list.
Give you a call.
Well, that Lambeau stew may have moved ahead of it. I'm not sure. I got to test it out. It's 8 o'clock. WRGN. Local news. Timeless hits. Keep it here.
Local news and timeless hits. WRGN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Taylor Swift fans are devastated after Austrian police say they broke up a terror plot aimed at killing as many people as possible outside one of the singer's sold-out concerts in Vienna today or tomorrow.
There were thousands of Swifties that traveled far and wide to see these shows.
All three performances were canceled. Two teenagers are under arrest. One who'd pledged allegiance to ISIS a few weeks ago, the other's officials say, had recently begun working at Swift's concert venue. Correspondent Nicole Skanga.
Authorities say both suspects were radicalized online. They're also investigating if there are possible co-conspirators. Police say they found unidentified chemicals in the 19-year-old's residence, then called in a bomb squad and evacuated nearby homes. But a source tells CBS News there were not enough components to craft a functional explosive.
Here in the U.S., Tropical Storm Debbie's made a comeback. It made a second landfall northeast of Charleston overnight. Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams.
Even though it's away from its moisture source, which is that warm water, today and tomorrow will still crank out the rain and those gusts up to 35 miles an hour.
Debbie is expected to cause flooding across the mid-Atlantic states and the Northeast through Saturday morning. A powerful 7.1 earthquake struck off southern Japan today, triggering a tsunami advisory. People there are being urged to stay away from the southern coastline. So far, no reports of injuries or serious damage. After days of rioting and anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim violence, the streets of Britain are mostly peaceful.
I'm Vicky Barker in London.
Refugees are welcome here, they chant. In London and Liverpool and dozens of other communities, anti-racist demonstrators outnumbered any far-right protesters last night.
I mean, you got to take a stand, otherwise they're going to get away with it.
The head of Scotland Yard praising
a successful operation thanks to communities and police.
Swift, lengthy sentences handed down to the rioters who attacked mosques and shouted racist slogans last week may also have diffused the far-right violence, for now anyway.
A much-anticipated human-panda reunion will take place at the San Diego Zoo later today. CBS's Elise Preston spoke with a couple of excited fans.
I want to see one so bad.
I haven't seen, obviously, pandas in years.
Taking center stage, 4-year-old Xin Bao. She's the smart, inquisitive one. And Yun Xuan, the 5-year-old bamboo-loving boy.
He's a foodie. I mean, all pandas love their food, but he definitely loves his bamboo.
The pandas have returned to the zoo for the first time since 2019. Dow futures down 47, NAS futures up 30. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. People in the Elmwood Park area are urged to check their surveillance footage. Racine County Sheriff's deputies say they searched for two suspects Tuesday night after a home invasion on North Elmwood Drive. A clogged sewer pipe in Kenosha has resulted in nearly two dozen homeowners dealing with raw sewage flooding their homes. City officials say it was due to improper disposal of items like flushable wipes. A Racine County Board Committee plans to hold a hearing later this month regarding the introduction of a 0.5% sales tax that could generate $20 million in revenue. People wanting to share their thoughts can do so at a hearing on August 21st. Kenosha police say the 67-year-old man who set his house and garage on fire before shooting himself has died from his injuries. First responders found him injured at the scene, and he did confess before being flown to Milwaukee for treatment. He did pass later in the day yesterday. Efforts to enhance safety at Quarry Lake Park are underway after two fatalities this year. New warning signs against cliff jumping have been installed following the deaths of a 16-year-old and a 25-year-old who both drowned in separate incidents. And Summerfest 2025 will start June 19th. They're sticking with the three-weekend format, and this year's kickoff event will celebrate Juneteenth Day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers' defense improves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL training camp week 3, and one player who stands out is pass rusher Rashawn Gary. Off the edge in the new 4-3 defense, in the backfield disrupting the offense. Rashawn, on how the defense is looking so far in camp.
I feel like just us as a defense, on just how physical, aggressive everybody is and how we all on one page.
Now the Packers travel to Cleveland Saturday for their first preseason game. They've also added another place kicker, Alex Hale out of Oklahoma State, and former Dallas Cowboys defensive end Zach Morton. Baseball, Pat Murphy in a great mood after his Brewers beat the Braves in a back-and-forth game. 8-5 win last night in Atlanta. The Brewers manager talking about veteran catcher Gary Sanchez as a clutch hitter.
Yeah, he's a professional hitter, man, and he loves baseball. That's what I love about Gary, to have an older guy who loves baseball. I do an imitation of him right now, but I'll save it. I don't need to dominate this with humor.
Gary loves baseball.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Saturday, sunny with a high of 75. Currently, it is 66.
I saw the 99 cent store on the way in here. I almost went in. Because my show's not on right now. I was going to check it out. And then I held out a mile later. 98 cent store. Yeah. Bring it home. Not to be a snob, I just don't know what's in those stores because I don't know what costs that much. You know what I mean? Because I go, what are their thumbtacks and yarn? What? You know. Meanwhile, it's a full store. Full. Everything. And the only thing I thought was weird was the home pregnancy test. Is this for the girl in the regular pharmacy going, you know, I want to find out if I'm pregnant, but I'm not spending more than a buck to find out. I'll just wait. This will sort of figure itself out.
Don't you want somebody to love? Don't
treat you like a guest. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to
loses his wallet. This happened last Sunday when he got robbed in broad daylight by a seagull. He was loading bags into his car at the grocery store, and he set his wallet down on his shopping cart. A seagull swooped in, snagged the wallet, and took off. Guy started chasing the bird. What was that all about? Obviously, the bird didn't want to eat the wallet. Probably dropped it somewhere. No one's turned it in so far. What do you do about something like that? Wow. Party sunny today, sunny tomorrow, sunny Saturday, sunny Sunday. Right now it's sunny here at Radio Park. JJ Jackson, but it's all right.
You don't know how I feel. You never know how I feel. Oh, when I needed you to come around, you always tried to bring me down. Oh, but I know, girl, believe me when I say that you are surely, surely gonna be good, but it's all right.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Rabbit Jack Flask, Stones, 817 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. It's kind of a sweet story. Disneyland honored a ticket for a free admission that a guy got back in 1985 and saved for 39 years. He recorded his 18-year-old daughter using it to get in. The guy at the ticket booth looked at it, had to call his boss to make sure it was legit. It was. And, of course, they honored it. Now, my mother, in 1955, thought that there was this myth going around when you buy a new house, you're supposed to get a new cereal or something, a box of cereal to put it in that cupboard and supposed to protect you from whatever. So in 1955, we got our new house on Long Island, and she bought a box of Quaker Oats. It was the round box, you know, the round box of Quaker Oats. And wherever she moved, when she moved to Florida, she took it with her. And when she moved to Racine in the early 2000s, she took it here. And I'm looking at this box, and I'm saying, you know, there's an offer on the side of the box. And it says you'll get a four-service setting of china for 99 cents. I said, whoa, that's pretty good. But this was 1955. So I got a hold of Quaker Oats. And I said, we got this box. And it says there's an offer on it with no expiration date. You'll send me a set of four pieces of china for one service setting for 99 cents. But there's no expiration date. And the woman at the other end said, yes, we will honor that. We will send you a four-piece set of china for 99 cents. We will honor that. And I said, well, I don't want to do it because I don't want to ruin the box because it's our family heirloom, this box of Quaker Oats. But she said, when you're ready, we will honor that. Isn't that something? Turns out my brother poked a hole in the box by accident when he came to visit, and now we had to throw it out. But isn't that something? They were ready to honor that. That's kind of neat.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
You love brownies? Who doesn't? Well, this week, O&H Danish Bakery is introducing their new brownie kringle. Rich and decadent, O&H's sensational kringle pastry has a delicious filling of their famous brownies. It's made even better topped with vanilla bean icing and sweet chocolate curls. You will absolutely love it. Brownie Kringle, a new kringle creation from O&H Danish Bakery. Get one today at the O&H Danish Bakery store near you in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Bednarik, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vitas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Classic La Bamba. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A new poll asked people if they've ever dined on roadkill. 6% of people said yes. They didn't ask how regularly this happened, so it's unclear if many of them are enthusiastic about it and how many were just one and done. 89% of people said no, they've never dined on roadkill, and 5% of people said they're not sure. How could you not be sure if you've ever dined on roadkill? I mean, I think you might know that, huh? The Boxer, Simon and Garfunkel.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. No more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages. I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
say winter's on bleeding me. And a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
Simon and Garfunkel from their Bookends album. Oh, that's good. I like that. It's 8:30 at WRGN, local news, timeless hits. You want to smell like a pretzel? Yeah, it's not too bad. Auntie Anne's is launching its very own signature fragrance called Knead. That's K-N-E-A-D, like kneading dough. Yeah. They'll start selling them next week. Their website is going to sell them for $25 to $45. You know, I can think of a lot of worse things to smell like. Other than a pretzel, I wouldn't mind smelling like a nice fresh pretzel, would you? Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Half of Wisconsin's fire chiefs say they don't have enough money to cover their budgets. UW Oshkosh researchers talked to 200 fire chiefs. Their study shows a rise in service calls, staffing shortages, and budget shortfalls. Also, more than 10% of Wisconsin's fire departments missed at least one service call in the last year. If crowds are any sign, the excitement is building for Kamala Harris's Democratic campaign for president. 12,000 people came out for her rally yesterday in Eau Claire.
The path to the White House runs right through this state, and with your help, we will win.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance is speaking to reporters everywhere Harris stumps this week.
We think it's important to have a counter-narrative here.
Harris is introducing her running mate Tim Walz to swing state voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha police say the 67-year-old man who set his house and garage on fire and then shot himself yesterday has died. The fire call came in first, with rescue teams finding the man injured when they arrived. The man was in a condition to confess to starting the fires and was flown to Milwaukee, but did not survive his injuries. Firefighters managed to control the blaze on the north side near Bradford within 30 minutes. Kenosha police are investigating. A Racine County Board committee will hold a hearing later this month on a sales tax. The county is one of only three in the state without a sales tax. It would add a 0.5% sales tax to the state's 5% rate. The initiative aims to generate an additional $20 million in revenue. Those wanting to share their thoughts at the hearing should add August 21st to their calendars. The 19-year-old UW-Milwaukee nursing student that went under the water in Kenosha County last week has died. Jackson Henderson passed away following a drowning incident at Lake Andrea in Pleasant Prairie Saturday. After being underwater for 10 to 20 minutes, bystanders and first responders were able to get a heartbeat, but he did die after several days in the ICU. The family announced Henderson's passing through a GoFundMe link. And there are efforts to enhance safety at Quarry Lake Park. The move comes following the deaths of two people at the park earlier this year. New signs warning against cliff jumping have been installed. A 16-year-old jumped in, couldn't swim, and died in May, while a 25-year-old died in June after falling in. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Saturday, sunny with a high of 75. Currently, it is 66.
Anyone drink Mountain Dew? I can see her glowing in the dark. That is liquid Chernobyl. What are you doing? Does anyone drink Diet Coke? You guys are all not okay. And no one's talking about it. Girls are running around like, my friend has 6 Diet Cokes a day. And I'm like, look, I'm not a doctor, but I don't think that's good for you. And she's like, what? There's no sugar. There's no calories. And I'm like, then what is in it? Because heroin doesn't have sugar or calories, and that's not great for you. I'm not saying Diet Coke is heroin, but I've never seen them in the same room together.
Back, groovy. Haven't heard that in a long time. Wouldn't you like to hear the President of the United States come out and say, hey, things are groovy? That wouldn't be bad to hear, huh? All right. Got the Packers playing this Saturday. Yeah, we got the Brewers playing today. They'll be in Atlanta at 10:45. It says AM on here. I think it means PM. At 10:45 PM. And it can't be 10:45 PM. Let me check that out. Did I say 10:40? It's a.m. Okay, 10:45 a.m. All right, it is a.m. You going to play this morning? All right. Well, that's what they say they say. Okay. And don't forget, the Packers are playing Saturday here at WRJN. They'll be in Cleveland to take on the Browns in their first exhibition game of the season, 3:25 p.m. Moni, Moni, Tommy James and the Shondells, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Eric Burden and the Animals, House of the Rising Sun. Hey, WRJN Big Deals presents its first ever summer sweepstakes. The Milwaukee Brewers are taking on the Cleveland Guardians Friday, August 16th. And we want you to be a guest to enjoy the game in club seats. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and follow the pop-up instructions to enter once per day through Friday. Visit WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and follow the pop-up instructions to enter. No purchase necessary. The winner will be drawn this Saturday. The WRJN Big Deals Summer Sweepstakes. Your ticket to summer fun with WRJN and the Milwaukee Brewers. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. This is before Young joined the trio and made it a quartet. WRJN, local news and timeless hits for you.
You are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. Your elders grew wise, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they
Stills, Nash, teach children at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Four ways using your cell phone could less improve. That's that right now. Could less. Yeah, it says less could improve your relationship. All right. In other words, how cell phones can ruin your relationship. Your partner will feel more appreciated and connected to you if you just kind of put it down. You're less likely to. This isn't what I thought it was. This is a different story than I wanted to give you. All right, we'll skip to this story instead. Here are some of the biggest double standards in relationships that people are driven crazy by. Ready for this? When your partner gets mad and doesn't want to hang with your friends, but gets upset with you when you don't hang out with their friends. When their spending always somehow has a valid reason, but your spending never has a valid reason. And they hate it when you criticize their driving, but have no problems with criticizing you're driving. Sound familiar?
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Potawatomi Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy, so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenient stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer gummied up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G of Gurnee Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Sugar and spice, I feel nice. Sugar and spice, so nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
I go to pieces. Peter and Gordon, let's try this story again. Here are four ways using your cell phone less could improve your relationship. That's what I meant to say. Your partner will feel more appreciated and connected to you. You're less likely to get in a fight about something that was misinterpreted over texting. You'll have a better work-life balance. Your relationship life will improve if you used your cell phone less. Hard to believe the cell phone isn't good for relationships, isn't it? You think that would be exactly what we need. I'm Don Rosen. See you tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, if the rivers don't rise, all right? Cindy Huber's coming up next. We got baseball, 10:45 this morning here at WRJN.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a-messing where you shouldn't have been a-messing. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One
One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Heartbreaking, really, really heartbreaking.
Tens of thousands of Taylor Swift fans, among them Aideen Ferry, who traveled from the U.S. to Vienna, were devastated to find out the singer's three sold-out concerts there had been canceled after officials uncovered a murderous plot inspired by ISIS. Correspondent Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
Austrian security officials say both suspects now in custody have ties to the Islamic State terror group. One, a 17-year-old, isn't talking, but the other,